Mobile.
It's been there 4 or 5 years at least.
maybe longer. I'm not sure how long it's been. We went about 3 years ago. That place would have had to have been there about 8 years at least.
Last time I've been up towards Table Rock. I've been a little while.
You up to the house, you and your wife, and maybe have a dinner.
Truck itself.
Y'all have a good one. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on your final.
And Drew, I'll talk to you later. Be careful. 7-3.
Andrew, hope day goes good for you. Have safe travels home. KK4NXC, sending 7-3s your way.
Which week is that?
My church yard sale to buy a bunch of cast iron stuff. I got there 8 minutes after they opened and they was already gone. Was that thing that looked like a little coffee pot that had the handle sticking out the side that you set by the fire, and when you needed to pour your water, you just grab the handle, the wood part, and poured it.
Can you make those?
I don't know. You could take one look at this one and tell it had some years on it.
Your prices this weekend on some of the new stuff.
I had Mama with me and she didn't want to go, so I just let it go. Pick me up a 12-inch Dutch oven on legs. Daryl borrowed mine and I ain't seen it since, so I'm just going to get me another one.
Let me pick you one up.
And I'll let you get me one. I'm gonna go today and get a haircut and probably get my beard trimmed up and I'll probably look a little bit. Get it trimmed down real good. I'm sort of thinking about getting it completely off and regrow it. Grandkids have ever seen me without a beard.
Yeah. I think it sounds like Al trying to come in there, but I can't make it nothing out but just white noise. You're not, couldn't understand you, but I could tell that was you, Al. You were not getting in there, my friend. You way down in the noise.
Everybody's been so far a little scratchy on me this morning. I don't know if it's where I'm at or what.
Good. You sounded real good. That's what I thought you was at the house on your face.
I'm still a-running. You know how it is. They can't get nothing right.
Right, that's your face doesn't have 2 meter, but you got a 2 meter radio in your house, don't you?
Got three of them, actually. Take that back. I've got two. I got a Kenwood and a Radio Shack 2 meter, and I have a Radio Shack 10 meter.
This is some old ones.
Both of them were found when. They were cleaning out after a Radio Shack had closed down and moved out. And they gave the guy the radios that were cleaning. And I paid $15 for the 10 meter, and I paid $25 for the 2 meter.
Good deal.
If anybody needs a 2 meter mobile, I've got that Kenwood. I'll forward to them.
Isn't that a new one?
Older ones. It's a 50 watt.
What you wanting for it?
Somebody that needs it and can't afford one, I'll just give it to them.
Man at our work that goes to my church, he is he works for us. He just got him a Yaesu handheld, a FT4X, a little small thing, and we're we're trying to get him set up with a 2 meter that he can run at home. He's studying to get his test pretty good, but he doesn't have a lot of money. He doesn't have that'd be an excellent recipient.
Done.
Appreciate that. I'll let him know this morning.
12-volt power supply that Ken's got now, and a little old mobile antenna in the house, and I was able to hit the repeater with no problem. I wasn't very loud, very strong, but I had no problems hitting the repeater. Friday. Ken was doubled with you there at the end. Now, I don't have a bracket for that radio, so if he wants to put it in the vehicle, he'll have to find him a bracket.
Problem. He can use it as a desk mount. Go ahead, Ken. It's not been in there.
Like him, but I wasn't sure if it was him or not.
Well, KN4TSH.
There he is.
Don't worry about it, but you guys, I'm destinating. I'm going to have to get out of here. I will catch you guys Wednesday morning, hopefully. All have safe and enjoy your day. KK4NXC, I'll be clear on your finals. And 73s to you guys.
Right, you have a good one. And I'll try and get that radio to you. You'll be out of town this weekend, but we'll try and get together next weekend and get it to you.
Catch you on Wednesday, KN4TSX.
Morning, guys, pretty good now. I can hear you guys now.
Better, I got to give that to you. Not 100% up to snuff, but you're sounding better.
What is today? I got the 706. I'm going to get someone to drop that tower. He's going to go over and drop that tower down so I can clean 50 feet of wire on his handy talk and see what it does. I got the other transmitter right upstairs. I just need someone to drag it upstairs for me to hook your 706 up. Power fly already there. You'll be dragged up. I may end up going to Washington, D.C. today.
I have lunch with the press.
Suing me? My insurance company suing the person that stole my house. So I may have to, if this doesn't allow witness, I'll have to go to Washington, D.C. to testify in Congress to fight.
Get into this weekend.
Work on that on Saturday, and then, did things with Mama, picked up a couple of houses and that, but not much really. Just trying to recuperate from that yard work on Saturday.
Get up there, you're hurt.
Boy, I didn't do anything this past weekend. I'll be ashamed of myself.
I get once in a while, but it's a good weekend to do that. 20 meters and stuff, especially in the morning. See, it's just when the sun comes up, I think. I remember when it ran the strong, it's dark at night, or the more I can. I think 20 meters gets after when the sun comes up.
On 20 meters Saturday, he was bleeding 6 up and 6 below.
Yep, I bet he got real strong. See, the only way he's running for a transmitter. Up an amplifier as far as flattering. The amateur expert class operators, they don't know how to put up an amplifier because they're not smart enough to use one. You fire all the way up. You gotta back it off, otherwise it's flattered like crap. Do that.
You go into a bad spot on that, but I got got to get me a little power plug for my radio to put my good radio back in the car here. Good if you just stop, but if you're going down the road, it receives terrible.
Yeah, the sign is that stuff. They're good for walking around with internet. You get in a car, you'll kind of noise in the car and scan from all the air. They just don't work good in cars. I never had good luck doing that. Anyway, one time my friend was pulling a trailer, he didn't know how to pull a chain, so my friend is driving in front of me, I'm in the trailer. But the guy not knowing what he's doing, trying to help pull so he didn't break the chain. It was scary trying to get someone directions and don't know how to drive a car pull a trailer with a chain down the highway. So to drive it.
What you do, Ken, is look at Mama and say, you know, Father's Day is coming up real soon, hint, hint, and sort of drop some hints of what kind of radio you want. When it comes in, it shouldn't take long to get the radio in here.
Fairwell, it's blown up.
And then you're still going to have one for the truck. 25-watt Radio Shack 2-meter. You're welcome to it if you want it.
That would really keep me from having to swap the radios back and forth, for sure.
Maybe one day this week, and it either had to be Friday or Saturday, because I'll have got to pick grandkids up in the afternoon, and I have him when you get off. So pick a time Friday or Saturday, and I'll get it to you.
Get back up with KN4TFW.
Same Friday. You'll need to do for that little radio is you'll find your little bracket part. One didn't come with it when I got it.
That one in my truck might be easier to get in my truck. One of my trucks got a detachable faceplate, so you can just, you know, hang it on the windshield. There ain't a lot of good places to mount something in this car.
It is, Velcro on it would probably work. Ken, when is the rain supposed to come in? It's supposed to come in sometime after lunch, isn't it?
Probably tonight.
Bagged and
dead. That'll be tonight through Thursday night. Thursday's supposed to be a real fog storm.
Put up with the rain as long as I don't get a frost and lose the blooms on my plums. But I know a couple of barbers that ain't gonna be happy to see me today.
Been there, it was probably almost 6 months before I made it to mine.
Had one since April of last year.
For the money you saved.
True. Double.
Barber, I get an estimate. I don't get a price.
Last
cut my beard all the way off or just get it trimmed down? She don't care. She really wants it gone, but if I want to keep it, I can keep it. Kids have ever seen me without a beard.
We grew his beard for half 18 years. We had it. Then it's out with Jeannie Cross Gordon, CFO. She had to buy a $550 shoes. Cut his hair off. His beard.
Had this beard like 18 years.
I can hear you guys most of the time. KN4 TFW.
Where you're at, but right then that transmission sounds just like a mobile unit.
I'm about a mile from the 8526 interchange.
You're sounding good right now.
Yeah, I can hear you good here. I think it's just the radio just doesn't receive real good, and that, and so when there's, you know, my other radio can compensate for it, but this one just can't. In a bunch of parts late Friday for my project. Now I got it sorted all out where it goes and everything, so it's going to take me a minute.
Project you got going?
Some additions. We're making a new product, a new fuel additive for diesel fuel. And that, so we're a bunch of piping, some pumps, some tanks, and that for mixing, and that supposed to be about, I don't know, 6 or 7 trucks a month.
You're gonna be busy with that.
Busy. And then they said that a couple of my parts ain't gonna come in until heck about a month after my project's supposed to be over with, and that, but they're working on trying to get my parts in.
Gonna make that money.
I was on 29 and not doing very fast. I was averaging almost 65 miles to the gallon. And then when I jumped up on the interstate, my average dropped down to 57.
Ed, that little thing sounds interesting, but that just ain't enough room in one of those cars for me not be able to do what I have to do.
Get some serious gas mileage out of it. I bet you'd be over to 60 miles per gallon easy.
That trouble is, I just ain't got the, I'm afraid it won't have the room.
Pretty good room in it. I mean, it's got a big back seat, and it's, man, if I let the seat back, I can't even reach the pedal.
Week, I'm looking at about 280 papers or better, and on Sunday I'm looking at about 350.
You just have to swap them out. You don't put any in the back of your truck, do you?
Negative. I'm able to put them all my Greenville's up front on Sunday, but my Anderson and my New Yorks have to go in the back floorboard.
I think the don't have more room than your truck.
We gander at it and see, but one carrier, he had one, and he was packed out. He was like a sardine in a can.
This thing's a good bit bigger than Mike's car.
The one that this carrier had was a Toyota, I believe. And it was a mid-sized car, but they called it a mid-sized car. He just didn't have the room. I'm able to put 250 Greenvilles in the front seat and front floorboard of this truck. Sunday papers in the front seat and floorboard of this truck.
You get stopped up here at the gate, and I should be able to receive you better. Hold on.
As far as room is concerned, I can put 250 Greenville Sunday papers in the front seat and floorboard of the truck. Now, my Anderson's in New York, that's going to back for floorboard.
A lot of room. You almost have to sit in one to just really believe how much room it has.
If we get together and get that radio to you, I'll have to take a good gander at it.
Aspects about it online, I would imagine. I didn't look at the room because that wasn't a concern for me. We'll be back in a minute. KN4 TFW. I'll say 73 to you, and I hope you have an awesome day, and I'll try to catch up with you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
Good one. Catch you in the morning. At least I'm going to try anyway. So 73 is KM4 NAP. Clear.
Ken, 73 to you, KO4 HKX.
73 back just to the review this morning.
I guess I'll do all right.
Delivered this morning?
Got about, maybe 10, 15 more minutes, and I'll have them all done.
Then, right?
That's that right. Except my breakfast is going to be a big bowl of cottage cheese with blueberries and strawberries with a drizzle of blackberry honey.
Except for the cottage cheese for me.
Same thing until I started putting fruit on it. And then I said, I've been missing out.
Ed, I'm going to hop out right here and hook up my trailer. I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
KM4.
For HKX.
I'm back. I heard you the first time. I just delivering a paper to a customer and having to back out of his driveway.
I thought maybe I had it on the wrong VFO on my radio.
But this morning.
It's up just a little bit. I'm running on medium instead of low.
Or I'd leave it.
Weekend.
I ain't had a lazy weekend. Didn't lick at a snake for nothing. I should have been out working in the yard, but the old lazy bone sort of hit me, and I just sort of sat around and did nothing.
Time to time, but as long as you don't win every weekend, you're good.
Well, this rain coming in and stuff, we're going to be too busy this weekend coming to trying to dry out.
The weather, what's it supposed to be this week?
Supposed to come in tonight, and he said we're really supposed to get a frog choker on Thursday.
Hey, pulling this trailer around?
I think so. top. It's supposed to rain once it comes in here. It won't leave until probably Friday.
It's fun delivering those papers also, doesn't it?
Real pain. You have to bag and tie everything. And you wouldn't think it'd slow you down, but you'd be surprised how much time it takes up. Going from box to box, reaching down, grabbing a bag, and tying it.
The little things add up after a while, don't they?
You spend 2 seconds 250 times. It does add up.
Forget about how many papers you deliver in a morning. I'm still surprised there's that many going out.
I'd say I am done. But, yeah. I've got the biggest route of all the carriers. The next one in behind me is two routes combined, and they're, I think, 144.
This digital age, nobody wanted to read a paper anymore.
Everybody my age on up, they want that hard copy, especially the ones in their 80s on up. Lord, you mentioned digital, and they ready to go to war now. Now, they've got computers, don't get me wrong, but they still want that paper to hold in their hand when they sit and read.
My age, I prefer to sit and read something tangible instead of a digital screen. I'd much rather sit and read a magazine or a newspaper or a book than try to read on a screen. It just, I don't know, it doesn't do anything for me.
One time, and I was sitting and reading and doing okay, and the next thing I know, I sound asleep.
Well, that happens to me about any time I sit down to read, no matter what format I'm reading in.
To read, I just hadn't found any good history books or stuff like that to read. I'm a big old history buff.
Man, I like history. I like to learn about things of the past myself.
You never find a copy of Clay County Sharpshooters. It's about a unit that was in the Civil War that came from Clay County, Georgia. You'll see my uncle and my my great uncle and my granddad on the back row. There's each one I'm standing on each end of the back row. And people can't believe that my granddaddy was in the Civil War, but my granddaddy married my grandmother, and they like 45 years or so difference in age.
Not an age difference. And I am surprised that it was your grandfather in the Civil War.
Find the Atlanta Police Department albums that go back to the late 1800s, early 1900s, and next time we get together, so you can see a picture of it.
Interesting to me.
Thing, though, is they got what they call a wanted book, and there's a fella in there got my name, and he wanted for stealing horses.
Well, didn't name you after him, did he?
My brother, in all his wisdom, of course, he's 7 years older than me, what, 7. My mama asked him what he was going to name his baby brother. And he looked up and saw a King Edward cigar advertising on a billboard, and he wanted to name me King Edward. Well, my mama dropped off the King and let him get away with Edward.
Wouldn't have been too bad, would it?
I think I would have dropped the King myself.
I wouldn't like that one either.
That guy in that Ford pickup truck don't back off. He's going to be sitting up in my bed.
Trying to get in the trailer back here behind me now, too.
He's drafting.
Kirby two-lane road. There's no passing zones up here, so I don't know where he's going to do that at.
Zone now. He had plenty of time to pass me three different times, and he's still right on my run. You working today, Patrick?
Travel dress today.
That far from home, are you? Is he over in travel dress?
Not too far away from the house today, about 45 minutes.
And a better day, especially at quitting time. But I'm turning in my driveway, and I'm going to be getting in the house. So you have a good one. Be careful. Enjoy the chat, and hopefully catch you in the morning. KM4 and AP sending 7-3s to you.
7-3s to you, Ed. You enjoy your cottage cheese and fruit there this morning. And this is KO4 HKA. I'll be clear.